Hey, you're listening to Alphabet Snack Region on KHDX 93.1. I'm Trey Sheck, Daddy Dyer.
And I'm Big Huna.
And we're back!
I'm ready! One full semester. I'm sure you missed this, folks.
Yep. You've been missing the sweet voice of mine. I don't know what you think of Henry's.
I understand if you were pretty happy to be gone with that.
Yeah, you probably enjoyed the silence, didn't you? All five listeners. We're back to self-deprecating jokes about our radio show. We love it here. But
I feel very content in my current position.
Yes.
I file no complaints.
I'm happy where I am. Don't make me change. So, another semester of Alphabet Snack Region. Henry and I were studying abroad. You know, I was thinking while we were over there last semester, I was thinking, did we ever say to our loyal listeners, hey, we're not going to be here
for... I think we did.
Did we?
I think we did.
Okay, that's good. I didn't want to just leave for 4 months and then, like, not say anything.
Well, I hope they kept listening to the same time and seeing... Actually, honestly, we haven't even said that our time is now.
Oh, I did all the social media blasting.
You did Twitter?
Yep, Twitter.
Nice.
I got back on the...
I'm already messing with this thing.
I had to remember what our password was and everything.
Oh, I got it. Like, it's auto-logged in every time I click Twitter.
I don't think it's
but
been...
I haven't clicked Twitter since I've been gone.
It had been too long since I had last, like, logged in, I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We should get really active politically on Twitter using our...
Politically?
Using our radio show.
Oh, dear. Alphabet. Have you heard about Alphabet Snack Region at Hendrix College? The radio? They are tearing it up. We'll become famous for nothing. Nothing at all. Remember, we're the...
Rags to riches.
Remember, we're the Seinfeld of radio. So, we're about everything and nothing. I guess that fits in with politics.
Yeah. But I'm saying I don't know if we have the Seinfeld routine.
What's the Seinfeld routine?
I think you talk about something that's very normal,
mm-hmm.
But it's But then there's some punchline, I think.
But it has like bigger implications.
And he says it. You can look it up. There's like actually the Seinfeld routine comedy show strategies.
We should. Okay. Why have we never just talked strictly about Seinfeld on this show? Because that's literally in our Twitter bio. We're the Seinfeld of radio.
Is it really?
It is.
I don't know enough about Seinfeld.
I was in a Seinfeld phase at one point. It didn't last very long. Maybe a month.
Have you seen his show with the cars?
Oh, I love with that the coffee. Show. I started watching it on Netflix. Yeah. What is it? Comedians.
I saw the one with Obama. That was the only one I saw.
That was a good one. I went back and started looking at all of them, and there's some good there's some good comedians on there. Yeah. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I was just people. We're back, baby. People. I didn't want people probably weren't surprised when they didn't hear us. They're probably like, okay. Finally, those jokers got canceled. We had to listen to them for a year, them babbling. But we're here and we're ready to babble some more. So Henry, where were you?
I was in Finland.
Finland, specifically.
Up in the north. I was up in Åbo. So since I was in the Swedish part, we call it Åbo and not Turku, which is the name for it in Finnish. But we speak Swedish there, and it's originally Swedish, so it's Åbo. None of this Turku business.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, and if you look it up on a map, it's like the same place like on Google Maps. But I was so confused about that. Coming in, oh man, is there like a city right next to another city that one's Åbo and one's Turku?
No.
Yeah.
Same. That's interesting. So there was like this weird cultural, not an identity crisis. They seem to be very, very confident in their identity, but
yeah, but it's not Swedish. So,
right.
And they're definitely like the Swedish are well treated in Finland. It's like a minority that they call themselves, and the Finnish people call them the best treated minority in the world.
Really?
Yes.
Why are they so loved?
Okay, so I think there's a bit of like, there's sort of contention with Russia, and Sweden sort of represents the West and their old history, like. So Finland has been controlled by Russia and Sweden, and mostly got its starting from being controlled by Sweden. And the fact that Sweden owned it first and was like actually made it culturally what it is, I think makes people more respectful of the Swedish culture because it wasn't taken by force, that kind of thing. It was willingly held by Swedish people in Finland.
So it was like a nostalgic respect, you know, from years past.
And they never really had fights. Like when Finland became part of Russia, it was just taken over by Russia.
Right.
And there was like a lot of fights in there, but Sweden always, they just had it at the start. And like Sweden did have an empire at one point, but Finland was not really considered like a conquered territory. It was just part of Sweden.
Just like, all right. Well,
yeah.
Here we are. Okay. Yeah. I gotcha. And so when do you have any kind of time? I'm sure you've just heard about a lot of this stuff. Or maybe, did you take a class that had to do with, I know you're a bio, you're a science chemistry guy. You're a chemistry guy. You're a science guy. So you probably weren't taking a bunch of like history classes
so
over there.
Well.
But did you learn any of this kind of stuff in like your classes or anything?
Yeah, I took a Nordic history course, and that was good to take. Sort of, it was about Sweden, Finland, Norway, Denmark, Faroe Islands, and Iceland. Kind of all the places that the Vikings were. And fun fact, it's not like the Scandinavian countries is just Sweden and Norway, because the Scandinavian mountains line is right between Norway and Sweden. It's mostly just in Norway, but it's between Sweden and Norway.
So people often make the mistake of just clumping Norway, Finland, and Sweden together
as
Scandinavian countries.
And culturally they are. And Denmark wants to be in on that. They're like, oh, come on, we're
don't clump us in with the rest of the Europes.
Yeah, and they've always been more powerful. Actually, not more powerful than Sweden, but they've been like one of the most powerful in the area. So it's kind of like, oh, yeah, like.
Like economically speaking and like influence.
Let us be part of Scandinavia.
Right.
It's like, sorry, it just doesn't make sense.
Trust me, you want us.
If the mountain lion keeps going, it would make it to Denmark. So therefore, we're part of the Scandinavian.
Gotcha.
So which means Angola is part of Scandinavia too, I guess.
Oh.
You know, if you just keep going south.
Let's keep on going by that logic. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. But where were you, Trey?
Well, I was in Hungary, specifically Debrecen, which is about 3 hours by train east of Budapest. And I've always, since I've been back, I've just described it as quite the experience. I don't know. You and I were talking about this. I don't know really what to tell people when they ask, how was it? Or, you know, what was it like? That's my go-to response. Quite the experience, which is not a lie. It's not it's not inaccurate. It was quite the experience. I'll, you know, riffing off of that, I'll start talking about how it was so difficult in the beginning, because, you know, everybody thinks about Europe and the Europeans, you know, they all speak their, you know, native language. Yeah. And then English, you know, they might speak it well, or they might just speak a little of it, but they know they can get their point across in English or whatever. In Hungary, unless you're in Budapest, it's not really that true. Unless you're in like a touristy town, which I only went to like one other tourist town other than Budapest, which was a little wine town called Eger. And
did you have some wine, Trey?
Did I have some? Yes, I did. We stayed in an Airbnb, and there's actually wine in the Airbnb, nice. Which was cool. We also had some mulled red wine because it was, you know, Christmas time, so they had the Christmas markets going. Perfect
Glog.
Time.
They called it Glog, right?
Clog?
Glog.
Glog?
Glug.
Nope.
Okay.
What is that? They call what? Like the wine or the Christmas
mulled
markets?
Wine.
Oh. They might have. I never saw that, but they just called it mulled red wine. It was a very touristy town. Yeah. So but there's this popular place like called the Senator House, and where they had red wine, and people just walked in, and like you'd pay next to nothing because thank goodness Hungary was cheap. But you went in and you paid almost nothing, and you just ran through with this mug, and they filled you up, and you just walked down to the street and just drank it, and then you take it back inside for them, and they just
up again.
Fill it up.
So it was unlimited refills.
I actually never tried, so I don't know. Probably not. But they would just take your cups, and they'd go clean them, and then be right back out there. Yeah. People were just coming in and out. That was a happening place. But it was a difficult time in the first few weeks getting things done, little tedious tasks, you know, like getting my residence permit and whatnot, because I had the help of someone in the international office there. They drove me to the immigration office. Thank goodness, I would have never found that thing or gotten to it. I always think, thank goodness for Cynthia Gunda. I know you're in Hungary still. Thank you.
Shout out to Cynthia Gunda.
I'm sure she's listening. She helped me out a lot. And then there was one professor that helped me out a lot, because for the first, you know, two-ish weeks, I didn't know that my building had two other libraries where all of my readings were. That's helpful when you know where your readings are. Very, very helpful. But it was a good time, and I'm glad I did it. Also, I don't want to go back for a little while. I'd rather not go back to Hungary for a little while. But sometime in the future, I would love just to take a trip back, maybe see some people that I know. But yeah, that was a good time, and I'm sure we'll talk more after we play another song. Henry's got a Euro playlist.
Oh, yeah.
that he's jammed out to over there. So
we're gonna play two.
Why are you laughing?
These are like the two quintessential Euro trash songs.
Oh, good.
That I'm about to play.
That's what we want the people to listen to.
We're gonna listen to
something with
Locked by Stereo Cat and Johnny Depp by Lawrence Buffel. I don't know how to pronounce anything with the dots.
All right.
I mean,
fair enough.
In German. These are both German, actually. So they listen to quite a bit of most Euro trash comes from Germany. Fun fact. And they're proud of it.
Yeah.
It actually comes from Mallorca in Spain, but Germans in Mallorca, Spain. But here we go. Here's Dimmerlocked. Stereo Cat.
Malam, malam, malam. sehe ich dich endlich wieder. Warum jetzt? Warum heute? Hier sind einfach geile Leute. Wir stehen am Meer, hinter uns die Wellen. Ihr sitzt nur da, seid die Stunden am Zählen. Es ist perfekt so, das ist mein Leben. Es kann für mich nichts Besseres geben. Scheiß auf den Job, scheiß auf mein Geld. Egal was ihr sagt, egal was ihr denkt. Ich möchte nur eins, ich möchte mein Glück. Alles egal, ich will meine zurück. Scheiß auf den Job, scheiß auf mein Geld. Egal was ihr sagt, egal was ihr denkt. Ich möchte nur eins, ich möchte mein Glück. Alles egal, ich will meine zurück.
Johnny Depp.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Alphabet Snack Region on KHDX 93.1. Trace Shack Daddy Dyer still here.
And Big Huna.
We're not leaving anytime soon. You're not... Oh, well, at the end of the semester, I guess we're going to leave for a little while, and you won't hear our voices. But when we come back, oh my goodness, we'll be seniors.
I will be here this summer, Trey.
Are you going to stay on the, radio? Just whenever. Henry's going to be in here studying. Just humming in the microphone.
No, I mean, I'm working in the room next to this room.
Oh, are you really?
I actually have an office in there, and I could be like, hey, Tanya, I'm just going to run some tunes on the radio while I work. Is that cool? She'd be like, yeah, probably.
Sure, whatever. You think they lock you out of this room?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not sure about that one. Yeah, I don't even know if this place like locks down like at night. I'm sure it does.
At night.
Like after
it's
one.
It's open all the time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the place gets locked down, the whole entire building.
But like this individual.
But like, does it even work?
I don't know if your key will still get you in here.
Yeah. I bet during the summer it gets turned off.
Yeah. Anyway. Man, I love us. We are such good babblers. Okay, Henry, tell me something. Did you travel quite a bit while you were in Finland?
All right, let's see how fast I can do this.
Oh, boy.
I went to Estonia, Sweden, Norway, Switzerland and France, and that was not that fast. Oh, and UK. Yeah, that was not fast. But I also went to...
Disappointed in yourself.
Within Finland, I went to Lapland, and I went to a few national parks.
Now, what is Lapland?
Lapland is like Santa's place, you know, like lots of reindeers just everywhere.
So is it more northern?
Yeah, it's northern, above the Arctic Circle mostly.
Santa's place.
You know, snow, I think, stays there most of the year. It's always cold. It's like negative 20 Celsius the whole time. But, I mean, that's Celsius, so I got no clue what that means. I think that's like...
Negative 20 degrees Celsius?
I think that's like negative 4 in Fahrenheit or something like that, which is still pretty...
That's pretty cold.
Yeah, and that was during the day, so... And we would get like... There's one place where we only got like 30 minutes of light, so... in a day.
Oh dear.
So the light, like above the Arctic Circle, it means that at a certain point in the year, there's no more sunlight.
Gotcha.
Like it never comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely got above that line. There's actually even, so there's two interesting lines. There's that line, which is the sun line. And then there's a line further north of this. So the trees are pretty impressive. They can withstand not getting sunlight for months on
end. That's crazy.
So they've got things that close up their, they're all pine, but they've got things that like close up their, they shut off somehow. Let them last.
I got to.
And there's actually a line where the trees actually stop growing called tree line. So there's a tree line for altitude and there's a tree line for, latitude, which is kind of interesting. So if you get too high, there's no trees because of oxygen.
Gotcha.
If you get too far north, there's no trees because of light and weather.
Right. So is that line pretty distinct or is it gradual?
It goes from trees to shrubs pretty fast, but between shrubs and nothing, there's not a very distinct line.
Okay.
But it's very cool when you get far enough north that it's just barren wasteland covered in snow. You know, we saw like Arctic foxes up there. That's all that we saw. Like, I don't know how anything lives there, but
we barely did.
I mean, there's, we saw like a kingfisher, you know, king crab fisheries.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, swimming in the Arctic Ocean up there.
Northern
Norway.
No. Oh. please.
And of course it was dark.
Like, just, I don't like know
we
how
got
enjoyable this.
While it was light, and then by the time we were like running to the beach, it was already dark. It's like
that's crazy.
Ah, shoot.
Huh.
But yeah, that was my travel experience. I would say overall best Estonia.
I was gonna ask what was your favorite.
How much it was better than expected. And they definitely work on tourism, and they've got some cool historical stuff. You know, they weren't a country really ever until recently, but they have like history in the place anyways.
Yeah.
A lot of castles, and cheap food and alcohol. So can't go wrong with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get it now. Wink, wink. Nope. Right there with you.
Trey, give me your top travel experience.
Well, it was weird because while Hungary and that part of Hungary was super cheap, it was kind of isolated. Hungary, in terms of traveling to other parts of Europe, it was kind of isolated, so I found it kind of difficult to get to other places, even though I had a 4-day weekend every week. So I had Mondays and Fridays off. I got my 8 classes scheduled on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which 8 classes freaked me out, but it was not that bad, actually, because they were only once a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to scare anyone, I think.
Yep.
It's not just
especially,
you, Trey.
Especially this Hendrick student taking four classes a semester. But I traveled to London. I got to go to Croatia. I took a couple of buses. Quite a trip that was, going to Dubrovnik. I traveled on one Saturday. I just went by myself to this city that's 45 minutes by train north of where I was, and it had a zoo there. And so I went to the zoo. The place is called, and I'm surely butchering this because I butchered everything over there, but Nyíregyháza. And if my Hungarian / Romanian roommate was listening, he'd be like, no, I'm sorry, Trey, no. But there was a zoo there, and there was an outdoor museum that showed like traditional, like ancient Hungarian. It was like a town, but it was a museum. It was laid out like a town would have been in ancient Hungarian times, which was pretty cool. I moseyed on around there, just did my own thing. The independence I felt over there.
Did you go on your own
to that place? Yeah.
Yeah. It's impressive, Trey. It's a bold move for traveling in Europe.
I went to Dubrovnik by myself, and that was, going there, it was easier than coming back. Going there, it was two buses, and I went to Zagreb, which I think is the capital of Croatia.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I just went down the coast there to Dubrovnik, and then when I came back.
Is it Zagreb?
I have no idea.
Okay, my parents have always called it Zagreb, so
Zagreb. Your guess is as good as mine. But coming back, I went through Slovenia.
It's a cool place, right?
And well, I was only in a bus station for. I got to this bus station at midnight, and I stayed there until almost 4 in the morning.
Ooh.
And it was freezing. It was below freezing.
No indoors?
Some of the doors were open for some strange reason. This big bus station had the doors open. There was no heating. And it's like freezing or below. And I was reading a book for class. And so I was just shivering on a bench reading this book for almost 4 hours. I got sick after that from lack of sleep and just the freezing cold. But it was all worth it because that's how I'll end it. But yeah, it's a train to Budapest and then a couple of buses there and then a couple of buses back and another train.
The train system in Budapest is cool.
You like that?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a second. I could do a show on just the trains in Hungary. Oh my goodness.
They were fun.
I left there after 4 months, still not entirely sure how the system worked.
But they were fun, right?
I mean, I like trains. I like riding trains. I like public transport as much as the next guy. But those trains, they caused me a lot of anxiety. But it was good. It was a good traveling experience. I got to see the Phantom of the Opera in London, which was really cool, which I always wanted to do.
What's the family opera?
Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Family opera.
Family opera. My life.
That's what I'm into too.
Family opera.
Yeah.
Acted out on life stage, nonstop. Get your tickets now. But Delaney visited me for a couple of weeks. Girlfriend. We went to Germany.
Girlfriend.
We went to Germany and visited some people she knew there, which was really cool. And then we went to that wine town I was talking about earlier. But yeah, it was good. I'm glad I went, and the trips while I was over there were really fun. And I discovered that I'm a walker. I walk everywhere.
Into walking.
Yeah. I like the exploring of a place by walking.
Yeah.
Especially London. I went with two other people to London, and I walked without them several times. Like they went and did something else while I went, and I walked over here and saw this building or that tower or whatever.
Yeah, it's good.
And then I would meet them somewhere, but I would be walking, and I could get a good pace going. Some speed walking across London's not bad. But I don't know. I like walking. Also, I'm a cheapskate, so I don't want to pay for public transport sometimes, especially in London where it's pretty expensive. But it was walking. I suggest walking a city.
I can get behind that. I did a lot of walking myself.
Yeah.
But I also would say it's the best thing to wake up early and go on a run before everyone else is out and about in the city.
While you're traveling or just
while
where
you're traveling.
You're,
like, you just get up early and see the city and like pick one spot you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's like a neat experience.
And,
it feels
and just
good.
Run to it and in then the morning it,
and then
run
be
back.
Able to help the next day with traveling with yeah. everyone else. It's like, yeah, I know where we are. It gives you definitely a better layout of the city.
Right. I don't know if I had the will or the drive to do that while I was traveling. Everywhere I went, it just did not seem, except for Dubrovnik would have been a cool place to run because it was warm enough. But no, I just didn't, I did not have the confidence first of all, and then the will to go out running in the morning.
You no. try it once, Trey, and you'll be like,
I'll be hooked.
I'm doing that for the rest of my life.
Oh dear. Maybe I don't want to try that once so that I don't come to that realization.
It's addicting.
Yeah. I'll just leave that one to you, Henry. You want to play another song?
Also biking. If there's a like bike setup where you like get a bike.
Oh yeah.
Where you get 30 minutes on the bike, then you got a racket. 30 minutes on the bike, got a racket. Those are always great deals. You can do a city in like a third the time.
There were some bikes in Debrecen, but they were expensive bikes. It was weird.
All right, we're going to do two songs.
Play my song, Henry.
Yeah,
play my song.
I'm playing yourself.
Me.
Trey's got one song.
I have one song.
Play
I didn't really have a Euro playlist. Henry's got this episode.
We are going to play two songs that we felt like were just good songs that we listen to a lot when mm-hmm. we were abroad. And they're jams.
They're jams.
We've got The Dreamer by The Tallest Man on Earth and Waiting on a Song by Dan Auerbach, which I actually added to the list because I really love this song. And then like a month later, Go Finish Marketplace for some reason had amazing music choice. They started playing it in all the markets and they loved this song.
That's great.
And I don't know if it blew up here, but it definitely blew up there. We'll see. We'll see. All right. This is The Dreamer.
I'm just a dreamer, but I'm hanging on. Though I have nothing big to offer, I watch the birds how they dive and then gone. It's like nothing in this world is ever still. Shadows growing. The long cast figure will turn into night. It's like nothing in this world ever sleeps. Can't that always be a toss in the cipher?
please be tossing aside from your virtuous crown. Just enough dark to see how you're the light over me.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Alphabet Snack Region on KHDX 93.1. We've been talking about our study abroad experience, and it's 8:40, so I think that conversation is going to be coming to a close. But tune in next week, where we'll have a special guest. He could be listening. Oh no, I let out a piece of information. He could be listening right now. He might text me. He might call me. He might try to call into the show. We won't let him. One, because I don't remember how that works, answering a phone call.
You just call 501-450-1312, and no, I can figure it out.
We don't need to do that. Stay in your seat. But next
that
week...
That is 501-450-1312.
We're going to talk to this guy, because he's going to study abroad this semester. He's leaving at the end of February, and we're going to give him some tips, or we think we're going to give him some tips.
We're going to give him the best tips.
The best tips.
Ever made.
Some of them may or may not be just entirely useless.
They're the best.
But we're going to give it... Yeah.
The best.
The best. Okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. The best. But Now we must continue. Since we're here at the end of the episode, we're back, baby, for the semester. We have to continue. What did I do? Something like that. I don't know. That was pretty bad.
This day in history.
Yay, this day in history. So, the lead story. 1952, this day in history. Elizabeth becomes the queen. How old is she now?
90.
She was aged 27 when she... 27 in 1952.
90.
I don't want to do that math on air.
87.
Wait. Are these guesses?
Yes,
or are
they're
these,
guesses.
Are you doing the math over there?
They're guesses.
Wait, where are all the other this day in histories? I'm failing over here. Oh, also on this day. Got it. We're back. The American Revolution, 1778. Franco-American alliances is signed. They're signed right there. Our greatest ally that soured shortly thereafter, but our oldest ally, good old France. Oh, here's a funny one. 2009, Honda Insight debuts as Prius competitor.
Mm.
Did you know that? Did you know they were competitors? I did not.
Wait, Honda Insight?
Mm-hmm.
There's a car called the Honda Insight?
I guess so. I don't know my cars. Do you know your cars?
I know the Honda Insight is not common if it is a thing.
I think
they changed the name. There's no way that it's called a Honda Insight nowadays.
Or we know who lost that competition.
Yeah.
The Prius is still going pretty strong.
Yeah.
Let's see. 1911, Ronald Reagan was born. Wow, that is weird to say. 1911, Ronald Reagan was born. How old was he when he became president?
Pretty old. I think he was above the average.
Pretty old, yeah. 1937, Of Mice and Men is published.
What a book. Wait, what's his name again? What's the writer? Steinbeck.
John Steinbeck. John Steinbeck. The story of the bond between two migrant workers is published. Yep. What a fantastic story. All right. Are we going to go out? We're going out on another song, right?
Yeah.
What is this song?
So I'm going to let Trey decide on the air.
Oh.
We've got Les Temps de Cathedrales.
The Pressure.
Which is this French song that I heard a lot while I was over there. Or an actual Finnish composer. This is classical.
Mm-hmm.
Smetana. And it sounds sort of Harry Potter-like. But it's long, so we're going to have to tune out by the end. But the start of it, it's like multiple sections of... It's like a classical song where there's multiple sections that are very distinct. So we could just tune out on that one.
Okay.
But that one sounds Harry Potter-like, which
I think
is pretty
cool. Are those my choices, those two? I'm really tempted to go with a Harry Potter-sounding one, but I think I'm going to go with the French one.
All right, we're doing Les Temps de Cathedrales. Cathedrales, whatever. I don't know.
Enjoy.
Something French. By Bruno. Never mind.
All right, here's something French.
C'est une histoire qui a pour lieu. Paris la belle en nom de Dieu. 1482. Histoire d'amour et de désir. Nous les artistes anonymes de la sculpture ou de la rime tenterons de vous la transcrire pour les siècles à venir. Il est venu le temps des cathédrales. Le monde est entré dans un vers les étoiles, écrire son histoire dans le verre ou dans la pierre. Pierre après pierre, jour après jour, de siècle en siècle avec amour, il a vu s'élever les tours qu'il avait bâties de ses mains. Les poètes et les troubadours ont chanté des chansons d'amour qui promettaient au genre humain de meilleurs lendemains. Il
est venu le temps des cathédrales. Le monde est entré dans un nouveau millénaire. L'homme a voulu monter vers les étoiles, écrire son histoire dans le verre ou dans la pierre. Est venu le temps des cathédrales. Le monde est entré dans un nouveau millénaire. L'homme a voulu monter vers les étoiles, écrire son histoire dans le verre ou dans la bière. Il est foutu le temps des cathédrales. La foule des barbares est aux portes de la ville. Laissez entrer ces païens, ces vandales. La fin de ce monde.
That was beautiful, Henry.
Thanks, Ray.
Well, you've been listening to Alphabet Snack Region on KHDX 93.1. Why don't you catch us next week, Tuesday at 8 p.m. We'll be back. We're looking forward to a great semester. And, well, that's it. I was telling Henry, I don't remember I don't remember how to sign off. What did I say? Somebody message me and tell me what I said. But
we could actually just look at the old podcast.
We could. We'll have to go back and do some research on on ourselves. But
I remember what I said.
I know you remember, but I know I said something, but I can't remember right now. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. This has been Big Huna and
Trey Shack Daddy Dyer.
It's been a lovely time, guys. We'd like to leave you with a nice note. Be kind and good night and good luck.